So tell me a bit more about Embedded in These Walls. You said that it was sort of integrated with your book project.
Yes. So, there's like a little blurb up at the top, but essentially it is the sites of specific familial trauma. And the images explore the notion that a place holds trauma in the same way that our bodies do. So that same, like, exploration of the body, how this, like, that going into these spaces is so psychically charged with the violence and like holds on to the violence that occurred there through like energy or through, whatever. So each image depicts a site where something violent occurred. A lot of the sites are in my grandmother's house or in Francie's old house. And then a couple of others. And then there's always a visual escape in the image in some way. So like on this one that you're paused on would be like being able to see that sliver through the window and also the door handle. And then here it's like the light coming in from the window.
These small little escapes.
And so this is like if you go like the stairs are boarded up. Oh, sorry, I was talking about the one below. The stairs are boarded up, but you could, oh, could I get around that bench? To create this tension and then release. And then this, like, oh, if I climb out that window, and this is an apartment that Francie share ran away to when her husband's abuse had like gotten really heightened. So trying to think of like, oh, there are these ways out, which also ties back into, my mother like praying over me as far as like getting out of generational trauma, but also being stuck. Like you can't really leave. You can't really go anywhere. This is here. Like this is where you are. So I printed these huge, so that you would kind of feel enveloped in this space. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking about with these. And then it ties into everything else, right? But these are kind of like instead of the people, like the places, and then like the people came after, and then like kind of photographing everything piece by piece to get my head wrapped around it. And so that's what this project is.
Excellent. Very cool. I've been thinking a lot just in my own personal life about how things are haunted by things that have happened in the past, and how even if the place looks a certain way, there's these ghosts that exist in it, whether they be actual ghosts or memories or something like that, that we can't really get away from.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
that's how those places kind of exist for me.
Definitely.